This episode is sponsored by PowerSchool. Stay tuned at the end of the show to learn about their unified classroom. At ISTE, PowerSchool's Classroom of the Future in room 207A is going to be where you can have fun and win awesome prizes like an Apple Watch, Microsoft Surface, or Amazon Echo. Stay tuned. Five powerful ways to participate in ISTE 2017. Even if you're not there, episode 105.
The 10-Minute Teacher Podcast with Vicki Davis. Every weekday, you'll learn powerful, practical ways to be a more remarkable teacher today.
My friend Peggy George has been at ISTE many years, but she's really kind of become the expert for how to participate in ISTE when you're not at ISTE. Peggy, you've got five ways that we can join in at ISTE when we're not at ISTE. What's our first way?
Hi, Vicki. It is great to be here with you. I get excited at this time of year every year when we're talking about ISTE. It's hard to narrow down five tips, but here's my first one. If you can't go to ISTE, but you don't want to miss out on things, I want you to join the Not at ISTE Google community, and you will get links to everything that's going on, and you'll have an opportunity to share with other people who want to be there but can't be there, and they share their own resources there. So there'll be chances to actually do presentations there. We do Ignite presentations, we have challenges, all kinds of things that help you to connect with other educators who want to be a part of ISTE.
So this Google community, you'll give us the link to put in the show notes, right?
If you just search for Not at ISTE Google community, it will come right up. And you just have to join, and then you can contribute to all of the conversations. You can share your photos, anything, because we do our own photo challenges and things that people can do from wherever they are. They don't have to be at ISTE, but it's just a great way to connect with other educators at this amazing time.
Okay, what's your second?
Okay, my second is make sure that you follow the Twitter hashtags, both for Not at ISTE 17 and ISTE 17. And when you follow those hashtags, you find amazing sharing going on, and you'll find presenters who say, I have a session coming up, and here's a link to my presentation, or here's a link to my resources, and you get tons of resources that way. We also have a Not at ISTE community on Participate, where we have a collection of resources that we gather from all of those tweets. So if you want to follow the Not at ISTE 17 hashtag on Participate, you can do that. And you'll have them all coming through in one big stream.
And it's so incredible because I know, Peggy, some of the years that I haven't gone, I've actually followed those hashtags and blogged.
Yes.
And there would be people who would think I was there because I was so in on knowing what was happening.
Exactly.
It is so awesome. Okay, what's our third?
Okay, my third one is we have a fabulous resource that you're going to want to bookmark, and that is a live binder for Not at ISTE 17. Now, we have a live binder that's already full for Not at ISTE 16, and I will share that link with you because you can go back and get amazing information from last year. But this year, we're just starting to populate it, and you can see the videos are embedded. If people have done presentations at ISTE and maybe they did a Periscope about them, those videos will be embedded in the live binder. So you can quickly see blog posts that are being written, presentations that are being shared, Ignite sessions, people that are just talking about ISTE and the amazing things they're learning. Lots of blog posts that reflect on what they're doing each day. Those will all be in the live binder. Finder, I found that I actually got to see more of ISTE by participating in the Not at ISTE Live Binder than I did when I went to ISTE.
Wow.
It's just amazing. I got to poster sessions, tons of them, with interviews with the teachers and the students right up close just because of that sharing.
Okay, what's our fourth?
My fourth one is, after you've checked out all those things like the hashtags and the community, start following the people that are sharing there. They may be presenters. They may just be participants. Many of them are blogging. And if you just start following them, you're going to build an amazing personal learning network of people that are doing things that you're really interested in.
Okay. And what's our fifth?
This is all about connecting. Be sure to share what you learn, no matter how or where. Give credit, but tell people how excited you are about something you learned by participating in Not at ISTE, and everyone will benefit from your learning.
Educators who care, share. And we,
yes,
who love kids, we have to keep learning, don't we, Peggy?
Absolutely. That is my theme. Never stop learning.
And here's the other thing. It's real easy to get, they call it FOMO, fear of missing out. You know, I mean,
yes,
there are times when I missed ISTE and I really got down about it.
Yes.
We can only go when we can go. We can't all go every year, all the time. We don't have unlimited budgets.
That's
but
right.
The question to me is, do we have unlimited attitudes, you know?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
So how do you keep your attitude up and excited and not get FOMO?
Because I know that there is no such thing as being caught up or keeping up. And so I take advantage of everything that I can. And I know that I'm missing out on some things. If you just participate as much as possible, you're going to get renewed and you're going to get excited about the possibilities of things that you can do in your world that don't cost anything. And it's really, like you said at the beginning, it's really all about the people. When you go to ISTE, it's not just going to presentations and going to the exhibit hall, but it's talking to people about the ideas you're learning there and then coming back home and talking to people back home about the things you learned while you were there.
Okay, remarkable educators. So whether you're going to be at ISTE, I hope you'll say hello to me. I'll be there all day Monday and part of the day Tuesday. Or whether you're not at ISTE, we can all join in this awesome learning experience. And I hope that all of you will tweet and connect with Peggy, because she's really the guru about how to participate at ISTE, whether you're there or not.
Thank you. And I would love to connect with our listeners.
The ISTE conference is here, and I'm so excited to be at ISTE with PowerSchool on Monday, June 26th at 4 p.m. in room 225 A and B. I'll be leading a panel discussion on the 5 teacher trends changing education. You'll also want to come by PowerSchool's Classroom of the Future in 207A, where they'll be giving away Apple Watches, Microsoft Surfaces, and Amazon Echoes. You can also come by the PowerSchool booth, 2918, to meet me in person. For those of you not at ISTE, check out the Unified Classroom at powerschool.com/solutions/unified-classroom. That's powerschool.com/solutions/unified-classroom. Or just go to the show notes and follow the link. Hope to see you there.
Thank you for listening to the 10-Minute Teacher Podcast. You can download the show notes and see the archive at coolcatteacher.com/podcast. Never stop learning.